15.
Another call for the feds to take a hard look at a high-profile police shooting here. I'm John Aaron.
Several candidates are being chosen this weekend to run in Virginia U.S. House races. I'm Nick Iannelli.
The Dow is down 225 points.
12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden is in Asia looking to strengthen U.S. ties and shore up the supply chain.
The president's first stop here in Asia was a Samsung semiconductor plant, similar to a facility the company is building in Texas. The goal? To reduce the allies' dependence on China for microchips.
This is the moment to invest in one another, to deepen our business ties, to bring our people even closer together.
Mr. Biden also hopes to grow more regional support for a new economic framework that would replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That free trade deal died when then-President Trump pulled the U.S. out of it in 2017. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Seoul.
Well, CBS's Steve Dorsey tells us two Secret Service people on the trip in South Korea have been sent back to the U.S.
Sources tell CBS News one special agent and one security specialist were sent home after one of them got into a physical altercation with a local taxi driver Thursday night. The two had been bar hopping. Police responded, no one was detained, but they're investigating it as an assault.
A suspect's in custody in Chicago after two people were shot and killed, eight others hurt outside a McDonald's. Marshawn Davis was one of those hurt. He says it was a chaotic but familiar scene.
At least pick your targets outright instead of just shooting.
There's a funeral in Buffalo going on today for one of the 10 people shot and killed last weekend at a supermarket. Local church deacon Jerome Wright.
This community is hurting and grieving and mourning. And though the gunman may have been apprehended, the killer, white supremacy, institutional and internalized racism is still on the loose.
The suspect could also face hate crimes and terror charges. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The task to combat hate-fueled violence remains central to the department's mission.
Government attorneys say they will not oppose a plan to lift the remaining restrictions on John Hinckley, the man who tried to assassinate President Reagan back in 1981. It'll be red hot in much of the southeast today. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says temperatures are into the 90s. Some parts of Texas will reach triple digits.
This is going to be an extremely warm air mass, which does not lose heat during the nighttime hours. And the heat index during the daytime is expected to be up around 100 degrees.
The high heat invades the Northeast tomorrow and Sunday. A judge in Southern California says there is enough evidence to put a 27-year-old man on trial for a Tesla crash in 2019 that killed two people. That vehicle was on autopilot at the time. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 250 points. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
12:03 on Friday, May 20th, 2022. Partly sunny and hot today. Highs near 90s. Good afternoon. I'm Gigi Barnett.
And I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour and some potentially dangerous weather coming to our area. A tornado watch has just been announced for much of northern Maryland, including Frederick and Howard counties. It's also in effect in Winchester and Frederick County in Virginia and the panhandle of West Virginia. That tornado watch in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. This comes as a heat wave is hitting our area, which is expected to last much of the weekend. You can expect dangerously hot temperatures tomorrow with highs in the mid-90s. Our full forecast coming up on the 8s.
In other news, you may remember that on his first day in office, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin transmitted an order to Attorney General Jason Meares to investigate the Loudoun County Public School System's handling of sex assault at two high schools. Well, a special grand jury is now doing that, but the school system is saying not so fast. It's a story you're hearing first on WTOP.
The Loudoun County School Board is suing the state and Attorney General Jason Meares. The suit seeks a temporary injunction against any further actions by the special grand jury that's been convened. It says Governor Youngkin's executive order went beyond his authority and the use of the special grand jury is unlawful. It says Youngkin's executive order was a fishing expedition and the special grand jury is intended for criminal matters, not policy issues. Some of of the records and testimony subpoenaed have involved LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A spokeswoman for Meares tells WTOP that the investigation will continue, and a spokesperson for the governor says it's troubling the board doesn't want to cooperate. She asks, what are they hiding?
1205, the Department of Justice should revisit the case of Bijan Gaisar, the driver who was shot and killed by U.S. Park police officers. That is the call coming from dozens of advocacy groups in a new letter. And a top prosecutor is echoing that call.
Well, I am glad to see this letter.
That's Fairfax County Commonwealth's attorney, Steve Descano.
What the community is saying in this letter, what the family has said all along, is that they want to get this in front of a jury on criminal charges. And I think that that is appropriate.
Doing that would mean a federal prosecution is needed. A Fairfax County grand jury had indicted the two officers involved, but a federal judge ruled that the federal officers had immunity from state prosecution under the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause. Gaisar was shot after a brief chase on the George Washington Parkway in 2017. John Aaron, WTOP News.
Virginia Republicans are getting ready for a busy day tomorrow. That's when they'll be choosing candidates to run in three U.S. House races.
It's happening outside of the traditional primary process, with Republicans using local party-run events like conventions to choose their candidates. And by the end of the weekend, Republicans will have their nominees for U.S. House races in Districts 5, 8, and 10, the busiest race in District 10.
The 10th Congressional District, they have a lot of candidates. They have a total of 11 Republicans running for that one nomination.
Rich Anderson, chairman of Virginia's Republican Party, says voters across the district can participate. That district includes Loudoun County and parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Just ahead, a check of traffic and your weekend weather forecast. And, of course, we'll remind you about that tornado watch that is in effect for the rest of this afternoon. And then we'll talk about the increasing number of coronavirus cases across our region. 1207.
Hi, Melanie Funkhauser here, president of Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. This month only, factory order your new vehicle from Fair Oaks and save as much as $12,000 off MSRP. Enjoy Jeep Freedom Days in a new Grand Cherokee L Limited for just $439 a month. That's right, just $439 a month. Lower prices, higher standards every day. Online at fairoaksmotors.com. See dealer for full details.
CertaPro painters have powers beyond those of ordinary painters.
The power of timeliness.
We show up when we say we will, on time.